This is Phoenix FM.
I'm very happy to be joined on the line, as if by a miracle, by Paul Golder, who is currently on his walk, raising money for St Francis Hospice, walking from Land's End to John O'Groats. So good morning.
Hello.
How are you this morning?
I'm okay, not bad. A bit cold, actually. It's I had my coat on earlier, and it was a bit warm for my coat, so taking it off now, and now I'm freezing.
How far into the journey are you, and how many miles have you done so far?
Right, I've done about 5 miles. I left about, always try to leave about 9 o'clock. I've done about 5 miles today. So I've got about 7.5 to go. But I think my total mileage now is about 530.
Wow. And how's it doing on weight loss? Have you finding you've got to get enough calories in to sort of keep yourself going?
Well, yeah, kind of. I mean, I've definitely lost some weight because I noticed that my clothes are, I mean, you're just telling your clothes, I'm in trouble with myself. I mean, I've got a Fitbit, and for those people who've got a Fitbit, it's measuring your, heart rate and everything all the time and tells you how many calories you're burning every day. And on average, I burn just under 6,000 calories a day.
Oh, my God.
There is no way I'm eating 6,000 calories a day. I just cannot. I can't do it. I have a big breakfast. I usually have a big dinner, but I don't eat much during the daytime because I'm not really hungry. I'm drinking a lot of water because that's probably the most important thing you can do to keep your energy levels high when you're walking.
Yeah.
Just keep drinking water every 20 minutes or so. And of course, if you drink water all day, you don't really fancy any lunch or anything. So I'm usually having just something very light. And, even with a big dinner and a couple of beers in the evening, I'm probably not even going over 4,000 calories a day. So it's kind of difficult. But, it's almost if you walk it, it's almost impossible not to lose weight because you just can't eat 6,000 calories a day.
How's the fundraising going? Because doing the walk for St Francis Hospice. So what's the current?
Well, quite frankly, it's dismal, and I'd really like everybody listening to sort of donate if that's okay.
Yeah,
it's kind of okay. I'm about halfway to my target. I think I'm just under two. I think I might be over halfway now. Actually, my target was £5,000, and we've raised about 2,500, which is good. But I think also there is a little bit of a lot of people said they're going to donate, but they're also very conscious that I've got another month to go, and they're like, oh, yeah, I'll do it later. So, the sooner the better, obviously.
You'll probably get it in the last sort of week or a couple of days before it closes.
This is what other people tell me. I mean, I stayed at this place in Devon. The guy said, oh, you're walking to Land's End at John O'Groats. That's amazing. He goes, I did something similar. I said, oh, what did you do? And he said, oh, I cycled around the world. So I thought, well and truly one up to there. But he was a lovely guy. We were chatting about it. And he said all the money came in at the end as well. So, when he did it for cancer research. So he says that's kind of a normal thing. Once people realise you've done it, it's like, oh, OK, I'll pay you now.
All the details for this are on the fantastic spanking brand new website, which is all the www.phoenixfm.com, which Paul designed.
Yeah, which I spent all my time designing in March, so I didn't do any walking practice. I should probably have done that instead.
But well, we do appreciate it. It does look very good. Now, I'm joined in the studio. We've got work experience here at the moment. It's Tom. He's been absolutely brilliant. I obviously saw Tom last Tuesday. Then I went off with COVID, and Tom was pretty shy. I came back yesterday. Tom's taken over.
Excellent.
He wants to ask you a question as well, Paul.
Yeah, I've got a question.
Go for it.
How hard has it actually been, like, doing this?
Yeah, it has been hard. You know, obviously, doing something like this isn't easy. I'm walking on average about 5 hours a day. And if you're not used to walking, anything at all, that's going to be really difficult. The start of the walk was in Cornwall, obviously. And Cornwall and Devon are notorious. They've got some of the worst hills. There's just constant up and down, and it's very steep. And I got very bad blisters in my first week. I went to Millets in Bodmin in Cornwall after about a week, changed my socks. I was having a particular, I had a couple of pairs of a particular kind of sock, and they said, no, have this sock instead. So I'm wearing some socks they recommended, and I haven't had one blister since. So getting the right kit is obviously important. That's important. Obviously, you feel tired every day because you're walking a lot, but you don't really feel more and more tired as the days go by. It's like a constant level of tiredness. It doesn't get any worse. I've had some problems with my shin. Now that can be like very nasty, shin splints.
Because that hurts. Yeah, I've had that.
Spent a lot of time walking on pavements, and that's what did it. When I got to Chester, I spent about a week walking on pavements all the way up to Lancaster, and that's what did it for me. And I've still got it now, but I'm trying to manage it. You know, I'm taking painkillers. I'm putting ice on it every day. I've got a compression sock as well. All these things are sort of keeping it like an ache rather than a full-blown pain. So it's difficult, but, you know, you learn to adapt and you learn to manage it, really.
Just one last question. Will you go through more than one pair of walking shoes, or you got the same pair for the whole journey?
Well, at the moment, I've got the same pair, but I haven't got a spare pair of shoes with me. I bought this pair of shoes about a month beforehand and broke them in.
Yeah.
They're okay. I changed the insoles on them, so I've got slightly different insoles now, which again is meant to help your shins and your joints and everything. Mm. So they're not falling apart yet. They will do at the end, but I'm hoping I can get, you know, the last 430 miles, I'm hoping I can get through it on this pair of shoes.
Yeah.
They seem to be okay, you know. And they're nothing special either. They're just trail runners. Mm. They're about 50 quid from Decathlon. You don't have to buy, like, super-duper expensive kit to do this. You have to buy the thing that works best for you.
Yeah.
And I always walk in these. And, you know, they've got a little bit of grip. Well, they've got, you know, fairly good grip, actually. You know, nothing special, but they're comfortable and they work for me. So that's what I use.
Well, you'd be pleased to know that Tom's brought in a lovely big box of biscuits for everyone at the studio. There will be none left, obviously, by Sunday morning. But we can take a picture for you to send them.
I'm eating so much. I've already loaded up on chocolate today. You know, people have their own theories about what you've got to do when you do long distance walking. And a lot of people, you've got to have flapjacks and peanut butter and cereal bars. And I don't really like any of that. So I'm just eating Twixes, really.
I love a Twix. And,
I had one of them the other day.
Yeah, something about Twix.
Yeah, beautiful. I've one or two a day usually when I'm walking, and a litre of water, and that gets me 10 miles. That gets me almost to my destination.
There you go. That's Paul's fitness tip there.
Yeah.
The extra long one, the extra long Twix as well, not the little one. But yeah, they do the extra one, don't they? 18 foot long. Yeah. Just carry it over your shoulder. It's lovely to talk to you, Paul. Now, if people want to find out more, go to allthewsphoenixfm.com. It's one of the top stories, Land's End to John O'Groats, written by Paul. And he's also doing a blog as well. So you can check out all the stuff he's doing on Facebook too. There's links there. And there's also a link to the Just Giving page, raising money for St Francis Hospice.
Thanks very much. And look forward to speaking to you soon.
Lovely. And Tom's brilliant, by the way, and we need to get him on board as quickly as possible. He's taking over.
Noted.
Thanks a lot, Paul.
Thank
Take
you
care.
For the experience.
Cheers. No problem.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye.